Please hang on. This is an official interruption of your local entertainment transmission.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Jeff Lutz.
I just wanted to be out of there and on the road. If you want to drive 4 hours on string and rubber, then go for it, my friend.
Okay, what is this, a stupid contest?
And Jason Duda, for today anyway.
Wow! Hey! Isn't that exciting?
We're jam-packed today. What am I supposed to do? I am almost ready to retire.
It's not realistic. It's crazy.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Alive. It's alive. It's alive.
Don't touch that dial.
Welcome back. Hour number two of Bob and Jeff. Bob out today. Back tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Really? You guys
Goodness
doing a show
gracious.
Tomorrow?
Maybe we'll do a Just Saying with Jeff and Jamin revival show tomorrow.
Oh.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
That would be something.
Man, what a show that was. You remember that show?
How come it's not on anymore?
Logistics.
Oh.
Some logistical things.
Fair
Jamin's
enough.
Fault, but that's all right.
Oh.
No, I'm not holding it against him or anything like that.
Doesn't sound like it.
Don't tell him I said that, if
no,
you don't mind.
I won't say a word.
I hope it doesn't get back to him.
It probably will. There's a good chance.
There is a good chance.
Here's a question for you.
Okay.
Do the Baltimore Orioles hang on to win the AL East?
Well,
they're up by a game on the Yankees, 4.5 on the Sox.
Here's how I'm going to answer that question. The guards took 2 out of 3 from Baltimore. The guards lost 2 out of 3 to the Yankees. I thought the Orioles were better than the Yankees. That is a scary, scary, scary lineup. And if they're able to add some pitching, which they can do, they can go get whoever they want because they're so loaded with young talent and other prospects, including Jackson Holliday, who could become a trade piece, number one prospect in the game. I think the Orioles hang on.
But do you can't trade that piece.
Of course you can.
Do you?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, I guess with the amount of talent that they have, and as young as they are,
he's no Travis Bezzana. Let's not get crazy.
Come on.
But he's still a nice player.
Okay, does Cleveland hang on to win the Central?
I know
that they're your team.
I sure hope
but
so.
But can Minnesota or outside chance KC catch them? They're up 4.5 right now and 7 on Kansas City.
It would be the Twins, but the Guardians' schedule is very difficult in the second half.
Their first half schedule was easy. I saw something on this. I was watching something and they had it up there. They did have a very easy first half.
I don't know about very easy.
Well, a lot easier than their second half. Let's put it that way.
They played the Twins. They played the Mariners. They played the Astros. They played the Yankees. They played the Red Sox. They played the Orioles. They played a bunch of good teams. But the second half, they're playing a lot of NL good teams. They still have to play the Phillies. They still have to play the Dodgers. They still have to play the Brewers. They still have to play the Cardinals. So that's where the difficulty in Cleveland's schedule really comes is the NL teams that they have to play. So I don't know. They start out tonight with the Padres at home. Get off to a good start. I don't know, man. I don't know how to feel right now.
Okay.
I'm excited. I'm nervous. I'm trepidatious. I'm cautious. I'm optimistic. But we'll see.
AL West. Seattle's up a game on Houston.
Houston's going
to
win.
Terrible to start the season at 12-24, but have seriously bounced back.
And Houston's going to make moves.
And Texas is only 5 games out, too, although I'm not that high on Texas.
Texas isn't that high on Texas.
No. So does Houston catch Seattle?
Yes, absolutely.
Seattle doesn't have any bats. They got great pitching.
Yes.
But they have no bats.
They need to go get a hitter.
When Cal Raleigh is your guy you're counting on to knock in runs every night, you're in trouble.
Isak Paredes would be potentially the guy they could go get.
From Tampa?
Yeah. Tampa's talking about trading Yandy Diaz. Oh, I want him so bad on my team. And Randy Arozarena.
Well, why don't they go get Yanni? I don't want to get Diaz and Guerrero.
Well, they don't have enough. Those are two DH first base types. They already have Josh Naylor, so they can.
Yeah, well, they're both better than Josh Naylor.
Josh Naylor is an all star. Vlad was not.
Vlad was an all star.
He was.
He started at first base.
He did?
Over Naylor? Yeah, over Naylor.
Oh my God.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Yandy wasn't.
Fair enough. Does anybody catch the Phillies in the NL East?
No,
Braves?
Sir.
Phillies look pretty solid. How about the Brewers? The St. Louis?
They're vulnerable. I think the Cardinals might get them.
I don't know.
They got
pitching. They're 13 games over 500.
Yeah, they're a good team.
I didn't think they would be that good. I knew they were okay.
I wonder how their schedule's been so far. I wonder if everyone's talking crap on them. We haven't played anybody.
Oh, here we go.
That's garbage.
Got to stick up for Cleveland.
I do have to stick up a little bit for Cleveland.
I'm not going to say this about anybody else. I better say it about them.
Brewers traded Corbin Burns in the offseason and still have really good pitching, even though there have been some injuries. They had to go out and get Aaron Civale. You know, they're good. They're just a solid team.
And then, obviously, NL West, nobody's going to catch the Dodgers.
I don't think anybody's going to catch the Dodgers. But
if they keep getting injuries.
You know who's a sleeping giant? Maybe not for this year, but maybe next year.
Rockies.
Did Snell sign a one-year deal?
Ooh.
I think it was.
I don't know.
So you might have to player option for next year. But if he, for whatever reason, stays, they could have a rotation of Robbie Ray, Blake Snell, Logan Webb, Hicks, Cobb, Harrison. That's a team that, to me, the Giants.
But they don't got any bats either. They don't hit the ball.
It's hard to hit in that stadium.
True. But they play half their games in another stadium.
I understand that, but you're not necessarily going to build your team around a lot of offense if the home stadium you play half your games in is not a good hitter's park. They have okay hitters. Chapman, Conforto, Yastrzemski, Soler, Bailey, Ramos. Their lineup's okay. Lamont Wade.
Okay.
Give me something.
Give me the two teams that end up playing in the ALCS and the two teams in the NLCS.
Cleveland and the Yankees.
Cleveland and the Yankees. So you're high on Baltimore, but you're going with Cleveland and the Yankees.
I want to beat the Yankees.
So that's just a personal pick.
If there's anybody I want to beat, it's the Yankees. And in the NLCS, I'll take the Mets and Phillies.
The Mets?
Yeah.
And Phillies?
Yeah, the Mets.
And the Dodgers don't get there.
Yeah, it's just...
With that lineup and $16 billion they spend every year...
They don't have any pitching right now.
But if they all come back...
Well...
I don't know if there are any
Dustin
of them.
Dustin May's not coming back.
Yamamoto's probably not coming
back. Yamamoto's out for a long time. Kershaw's not coming back. They're having to piece together a starting rotation. And, yeah, they've got depth in their farm system, but not to fill out a whole rotation of rookies and unproven guys. Glasnow's hurt now. Everybody on that team is hurt.
Interesting.
And everybody on that team that pitches has a pretty significant injury history. How many career wins do you think Tyler Glasnow has?
107.
38.
What? Is that it?
Yeah, he's been pitching since 16. He's 9 years in.
And he's got 37 wins.
38.
But he's considered one of the better pitchers when he's pitching.
Yes. Here are his records by year. 0-2, 2-7, 2-7 again, 6-1, 5-1, 5-2, 0-0. Last year he went 10-7. This year he's 8-5. So before last year,
what's his overall record?
Before last year, Jason, his career record was 20-20. Now it's 38-32.
And this guy's getting paid a bunch of money for being a .500 pitcher.
He's a really good pitcher. He just can't stay healthy.
Is he? He was 20-20 before this year.
He was. But is he?
So how good was he?
Well, good enough to get paid.
Oh, good for him.
A lot.
That's what I mean.
But no one else was going to pay Tyler Glasnow that much money.
Well, I don't blame Tyler Glasnow for going and picking up his check for being a .500 pitcher.
His contract doesn't even start till, well, I guess this year was his first year. 4 years, $115 million. He's never made more than 21 starts, and he's at 18 now. He's going to break down. He's not going to be pitching in the playoffs.
He breaks down every year.
Exactly.
You're paying a guy almost $1.5 million a start knowing he's not going to pitch in the postseason.
Probably not.
Like, think about that. Is that not like, ridiculous?
Why would you not start him in, like, June?
August.
Maybe.
Wait till August.
Yeah, the Rays did that in 22, and he pitched pretty well for them down the stretch and in the postseason.
Start him in August, then you got him for the postseason. Ridiculous.
I feel you.
Crazy.
Time to play the game.
That.
Time to play the game.
And who has a game?
I do.
Jason Duda, as is Friday custom, has a game, and we will play it now. We being Max and I, me. Max and me. Yeah, Max and me.
There you go.
What do you have?
Simple. True, false. Possible questions that could be anything. There's 100 questions. I'm going to ask you what number you want, and that's the question you get.
Okay.
Okay?
Sure.
Max, can you handle that?
I can.
Okay. All right. Jeff, we might as well start with you.
33.
33. All right. You ready?
Yeah.
The average human sneeze can be clocked at 100 miles an hour. True or false?
I want to say it might even be more than that. So I'm going to say false.
The answer is true.
Ah!
And be sure to cover your nose. A sneeze can create upwards of 100,000 droplets.
I would never. I want you to experience all those droplets.
Oh, well, that's just kind of the way it is. Max, give me a number. 1 to 100.
18.
18.
With a bullet.
South Africa has one capital. True or false?
False.
You are correct. It has three.
It has one. Cape Town.
Capitals. Pretoria, Cape Town, and Bloemfontein.
I think you're making that up.
No, it's a true story. Jeff, number?
10.
10. Going to the top, are you?
Yeah.
An ant can lift 1,000 times its body weight.
True.
False. Ants can lift 5,000 times their body weight.
Then that's true.
No.
Yes, it is.
No.
Of course it is.
No, it's not.
If
ants can lift 1,000 times. No, 100 times.
If I can lift
10
pounds, can I not also lift 5 pounds?
You're wrong.
That's garbage. I'm counting that
one. All you had to say was no. You had to say, all you had to do was disagree. And you got every other number in the world. But you, so smart, said yes.
What are you talking
Max,
about? Hold on.
What
time
number
out.
Would you like?
Time out. If he can lift 5,000 pounds,
yeah.
He can also lift 1,000 pounds. That's lighter. So that's true.
Nope.
It's not, it didn't, no, you need to word the question better if that's how it's going to go.
An ant can lift 1,000 times its body weight.
True.
Kind of, but the answer.
But
wrong.
Is it true?
Well, he can.
Okay, then that's a correct answer.
No, I don't think so. It's my game. Max,
no,
pick a number.
The question needs to be: an ant can lift a maximum of 1,000 times its body weight.
We have controversy on the ants. So
doesn't matter.
It does matter.
I'm the judge.
What you said was true. I answered true.
Max, what's your? Give me a number.
Absolute garbage. I'm playing under protest.
Four.
Okay, you're playing under protest?
Yes.
Fair enough. The hummingbird egg is the world's smallest bird egg.
We need an answer.
True.
Your answer is correct.
I doubt it.
And the ostrich actually lays the largest egg.
It seems like...
I saw Three Stooges episode.
You're favoring Max.
There you go.
Ostrich laid hand grenades because it ate some...
Well, it could happen. Jeff, number?
22.
Number 22. Yeah. The total length of the Great Wall of China adds up to 13,171 miles.
False.
True. Gotcha. That distance is half the length of the equator.
I'm the worst at this.
Man, true,
I've
false.
I've only gotten one right
you
so far.
You haven't got any right.
That's crazy. I've only gotten one out of three.
The one that you want still under protest, and we'll decide later.
Tony will judge.
Okay, that's fine. If Tony comes back, then he can be the judge.
Did he leave the whole studio?
He's gone, so you lose. Max, number.
Max, or Tony, text me. I know you're listening. If I said true and the statement's true, do I get it?
Okay. 16.
16. A monkey was the first non-human to go into space.
False.
You are correct. Fruit flies. Oh. Fruit flies were number one. Max is 3 for 3.
How do you know? I bet an ant got up there
3
first.
3 for 3 for Max.
Carrying its body weight. God, this game is so stupid.
Give me a number.
99.
Wayne Gretzky. Oh, he's going deep, kids.
98.
He's going deep. 98. Just one less than Gretz. The official color of the Golden Gate Bridge in California is Tennessee orange.
True.
False.
God dang
the
it!
Color
you are
is
such
known
a cheater.
As international orange. It's over. True, false questions.
Max, I should be batting number. 500, but I'm batting 250.
He's batting zero. Give me a number, Max.
24.
Okay. Here we go. 24. Oh, you'll like this one. The channel between England and France is 31.5 miles long.
True.
The answer is true.
God. I hate everybody.
It is the world's longest undersea tunnel, equivalent to 169 Eiffel Towers stacked on top of each other.
Nobody cares.
Jeff.
82.
82. You're going big, eh, kid? Oh, you're going to get one.
Birth year.
Oh, you're going to get one. I know you're going
to
get
this. I must.
One.
I have to.
An astronaut has played golf on the moon.
True.
Oh, Jeff.
What's up?
It was a simulation.
Then that's golf.
You are correct. Jeff gets one. He's
check
on the board.
What's the score? 5-2?
4-1.
4-2.
Max, number?
21.
You guys are going back and forth here. You can find the Desert of Death in California.
Death Valley. True.
False.
Ah,
you'll have to travel to Afghanistan to find it. You got one wrong. That's all right.
But you can find it.
You're 4 out of 5.
In California, you just have to find it in Afghanistan. So no. That's also true, I think.
Okay, well, then you each get an extra one. So now you're behind anyway. Jeff?
He's not playing on a protest.
What number?
9.
9?
Yeah.
Half a Gretzky. I get it. The large living frog is the Goliath frog of West Africa.
True.
This amphibian reaches lengths of 12.5 inches and weighs up to 7 pounds. The answer is true.
Yes, sir. I'm on a
you're
roll.
On a roll. Two in a row. Max.
Okay.
Number?
8.
Oh. It takes a sloth 2 weeks to digest a meal.
True. They're slow.
That's the slowest digestion time of any mammal. It is true. Max, with another check.
Sloths are always slow. They do a lot of slow stuff.
They do.
They're just slow in general.
Jeff, number?
Yes. 2.
2?
Yep.
Sea otters have a favorite rock they use to break open food.
True.
They keep these treasures in the loose skin under their arms. The answer is true.
I'm killing it right now. This is uncanny. 3 in a row, 4 out of 5.
75.
75. That's a good birth year right there.
I graduated high school.
Oh, see, look, we got so much in common, Max. It's crazy. 75. All right. Every golf ball has the same number of dimples.
True.
Golf balls have between 300 to 500
doggone
dimples.
Doggone it. What's
the answer?
The score
is false.
Really?
4-4. Yep. Four.
Is that, if you have more, isn't it illegal or something?
No, because every golf ball is different.
Oh. Now, why do they have those golf balls that are illegal? They have certain dimples?
Makes them go farther, makes different spins, all that stuff. Jeff.
60. 60.
Caesar salad originates from Italy.
False.
The delicious leafy goodness was a product of Tijuana, Mexico.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jeff, all of a sudden, is battling back with four straight.
Four in a row. Five out of six.
Max, you're up.
12.
Galapagos tortoises sleep up to 16 hours a day.
True.
And they can go a year without food or water.
I hate that.
So they have lots of time for extra sleep. The answer is correct.
I hate that for them.
You're just jealous, as am I.
55.
55. Jeff's four in a row. This is huge. See if he can keep it going.
I would imagine.
Pineapples grow on trees.
True.
They actually grow in the ground.
Ah!
Incorrect. The streak is over.
Ah!
He went four, missed four in a row, got four in a row. Now he's starting back again.
Aren't there trees that go from the ground?
Max.
Could be.
Number.
79.
All right. There are 30 NFL teams.
False.
Correct. There are 32.
There are also 30. There are just two more.
Okay.
Jeff? There are 30 teams.
That's not the way it was, and then he's correct.
Okay, but if he had said true, he would have gotten it. 82.
80?
Oh, we've already done that one. 79.
We just did 79.
56.
All right, 56. A potato was the first vegetable to be planted on the space shuttle.
False.
Should have watched The Martian. The University of Wisconsin, Madison, and NASA pattern to put spuds in space.
I don't think potatoes are vegetables.
Is true. And as your pattern shows, you are incorrect.
Are potatoes a vegetable?
Max.
Oh, all right, it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
86, the year of the greatest NBA team to ever play.
And who would that be, Max?
The Boston Celtics.
Well, of course it was Boston.
40-1 at home.
All right. Marvel published its first comic in October 1939.
True. I think it was under a different name, though.
If you can get your hands on a copy, you could sell it for up to $1 million.
Correct.
What's the score? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 to 4.
Five. All right, two more rounds.
Oh, okay. Give me a number.
Two. We already did two. One.
The very first one?
Yeah, please.
Are you sure?
Yes.
You might not know this.
I might.
Okay. Well, here you go. Sharks are mammals. True or false?
That is true.
They're actually classified as fish. You are false.
All right. Well, I quit.
Max. And see, look, he just, it's unbelievable, these guys. You know, they just, it's just sad.
I quit.
He's
take
under 500 playing true or false. Max, give
well,
me a number.
Most people would be if they don't know the answers.
84.
And this way, did we do 84? No, we have not. All right. 84. Soccer is estimated to have more than 2 billion fans around the world.
True.
False.
Really? No, they play it on all those...
It's estimated 4 billion fans worldwide.
Okay, then he's right.
I know you're... I couldn't wait for that.
Then he's right.
He's wrong.
Wrong. They have 4 billion.
They have 4 billion,
what was the question? What was the question?
I know how it was worded, but that's not the question.
Read it.
Do they have more than 2 billion fans around the world?
Yes.
It's estimated to have more than 2 billion fans.
There you go.
Soccer's worldwide popular sport with estimated 4 billion worldwide fans.
Is that more than
more
2
than
billion?
Half the world's population.
Is that more than 2
I know,
2 billion?
That doesn't make sense, does it?
It doesn't.
Now you get that one, Max. You're right, buddy.
And I want the other one.
I'll give you the other one.
Thank
all
you.
Right.
Last so
you
round.
Five. Okay,
last
good for
round.
You. Pick a number. I'm going to pick number
Eight,
for
seven.
You.
7.
I'm picking a number for you.
I want 7.
You're okay. Let me find it. Oh, this is even better. Hawaiian pizza comes from Canada.
True.
It was created in 1962 by Sam Panopoulos at the Satellite Restaurant in Ontario, Canada.
Last one.
You are correct.
We're going to be like out of time.
Max, give me a number.
Of course I'm correct.
Mm-hmm. Let's go with number one.
We already did one.
Oh, did we?
Let's go with 11.
All right, 11.
When exiting a cave, bats always go in the direction of the wind.
True.
It's false. Bats always turn left out of a cave. How about that?
That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
What are they, it's NASCAR? Wild.
Must be.
A little bit. The IHOP hotline is brought to you by IHOP. Stop in and try the 2x2x2 deal. 2x2x2 gets you 2 eggs your way, 2 bacon strips or pork sausage links, and 2 buttermilk pancakes. Also, baseball coverage on KFH is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
There you go.
How many hockey players do you think are on the ESPN list of top 100 athletes of the 21st century?
4.
Who would you guess that they are?
McDavid.
Okay.
McKinnon.
Okay.
Makar. Ovechkin.
Incorrect. There are 3.
Oh, it was close.
Number 22 is Sidney Crosby.
Oh, I forgot about Sid the Kid.
Number 54 is Ovechkin. And number 98 is McDavid. Is that justified? There are 24 basketball players. 17 baseball, 15 soccer, 12 football.
I don't know. I don't know.
There are 3 auto racers.
And only 3 hockey players?
Yeah.
Okay, now that kind of makes
sense. It's kind of ridiculous, isn't it?
That is ridiculous. Come on. Really?
Auto racers and hockey players the same prestige as athletes?
No.
I can't believe that.
I don't think so.
I've watched Shorzy.
That's my opinion. I know everyone's going to have different ones, but come on.
That's yours.
That's mine.
I knew I'd get you fired up over that.
Yeah, that's I don't like that. Who has?
What about Jonathan Quick?
It's pretty good. I'm talking about, so I got to think back to the early 2000s, right?
Yeah.
What about Jagger? Jagger's not on there?
He's not. Well, I would consider him mostly a 90s
He'd
guy.
Have been
I don't
a
know.
90s
he already
guy.
Played a lot.
Well, I'm trying to think.
He played forever.
Trying to think of the guys that kind of overlapped, because I guess you can't really count anything from the 90s then, right? Which kind of makes.
Nicholas Lidstrom?
No, he was pretty good.
Joe Thornton. Martin Brodeur.
Well, Brodeur should have been on there.
Yeah, probably. He's a heck of a ball player. So, I don't know. Jerome Iginla?
Well, I wouldn't put Iginla in there.
What about Jeremy Roenick?
I used to have to play against Iginla when I was playing.
Was he awesome?
They were pretty good. We played Kamloops in the WHL final, which is like a huge deal back home.
Of course.
Because the winner of that goes to the Memorial Cup, which is basically your best 5 teams in the country of the best hockey players in the world from 16 to 20. And they beat us in game 7 to go. And Shane Doan played with their line was the line I had to play against with Kirby Law and Trevor Ethier. We had to play against Jerome Iginla, Shane Doan, and Nat Domenichelli. And their fourth guy that they would put in there was Darcy Tucker. All these guys put at least 10 years in the NHL.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, it was tough. And they beat us in game 7.
I hate that.
We were down 3-1. We beat them. We scored with 2 seconds left in game 5 in Saskatoon to beat them 4-3. And then we went into Kamloops after the 22-hour bus ride to get there.
I don't like that either.
And we beat them 2-1. In overtime in game 6, they outshot us 61-19.
Goodness gracious.
Norm Maracle was our goalie, played in Detroit for the Wings.
I never really understood what does that mean?
I mean, just stood on his head. You couldn't beat him. Just couldn't beat him that night.
But aren't you?
He was
everywhere. You're standing on your head.
He was on his head making saves.
You'd miss a
lot of pucks. It was ridiculous. And then we had to play the next game the next night. But they didn't keep our hotel rooms.
Oof.
So we were all just in like the party room that at the hotel for from noon to 5 o'clock before we went to the game.
Throwing down some sleeping bags and stuff?
No, just whatever. Wherever cots? We could find a spot. No cots, just the floor.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
So then we went and played game 7. That was the loudest barn I'd ever been in my life. Everybody was dressed in white towels. We called a timeout down 3-0. We had to go to our locker room to hear our coach. That's how loud it was. It was crazy.
I want to hear more about this next time we're on the show together.
Fair enough.
Thanks to TJ Cleveland for coming on. We had a lot of fun on the show today. If you want to listen to it, Odyssey app, rewind, do it. We'll see you later.